laziness and incompetence. It's not fair because you thought I wasn't all there. Why didn't you sack Gavin? He burps all the time. Or why didn't you sack Chloe? She daydreams of mosh pits. Or why didn't you sack Jeffrey? He always has angry fits and swears at computers. Why me? Is it because I never comb my hair in the morning? I used to like walking up to your offices, typing in the door code 8486, walking past receptionists. Hello, hello. Sitting down at my desk, always playing solitaire, sometimes thinking very hard, but you thought it was a vacant stare. And then I get my paycheck, please can I come back for you to work? And I'll try my best, please can I come back to work for you? Please can I come back to work for you, please? And I'll try to be more social, and I'll try to be more helpful. Please can I come back? I don't know why I was sacked anyway. Please, and I'll try my best, and we'll live happily ever after.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. And that was a track by Dan Wilson from a CD which he very kindly gave me the other week whilst we passed on the stairs, called Attempts and Results. And there'll be a few more tracks by him, particularly a cover version which he does called Walking on Sunshine, because that is ostensibly the theme of today's programme. Here's sort of cover versions with some digressions, and several cover versions of Beatles tracks, in fact. First, a couple of corrections to make from previous weeks when I announced that there was an exhibition by Nicky Hamlin, and I called it the Zoetrope Gallery, which was a dreadful error for which somebody corrected me afterwards and said, this is shocking, you've completely messed up this announcement. The exhibition is called Zoetrope, and it's Nicky Hamlin Films, and they are at London Gallery West, which is in the Forum, the University of Westminster, Watford Road, Harrow. And these are experimental films described as precisely structured observational 16mm films. Zoetrope includes work from the last decade of his artistic practice, some exhibited for the first time, and includes a new site-specific commission made for London Gallery West. That seems to run until when? Ah, yes, 13th of March until the 3rd of May 2015. So you can get the Metropolitan line as far as Northwick Park, and then you walk under the railway line and you're virtually on the campus, and it's just a two-minute walk from there. Amazing new artist films by Nicky Hamlin. The other mistake I made was when I was talking about the Maurice Lemaitre sound poetry program I did a couple of weeks ago. And again, I received an email afterwards from Frederick Aquaviva, who apparently compiled this LP of Maurice Lemaitre. And he said I could have mentioned him on the program, since he compiled the record and also wrote all the program notes. So there you are, Frederick Aquaviva with Maurice Lemaitre on the Algamargan label, 2014. And that's an edition of 240 copies on vinyl, Letrist Soundworks. Okay, so back to today, which is, yes, mostly cover versions, but with other oddities.
At the local job centre, there's a coffee machine, which bubbles foam at random intervals. Each interval rarely lasts more than 7 minutes. The foam solidifies after.
Don't listen to that one.
Don't listen to this while cycling.
We lived next door to a neighbour who had a very noisy pet. In the night, she seemed to be bed, I'm trying to sleep here, or something like that. And we'd hear her shouting commands at this pet. We never saw what the pet was. It could have been a dog. It could have been a stick insect. A worm. And all we could hear were the commands barked at the pet in her inimitable, bold Scottish accent.
Now, the date is the 26th of September 1995, and the group...
We had a cassette of recording of... Might be on here somewhere. I'll just have a look. Ooh, what a gay day.
I would like to apologise for melodramatic scenes on the last record. It wasn't my intention to go full ahead with with portraying too much about myself and how things are not going. Anyway, telly's fucked. Hold on a minute.
Eingekrönte Badeschwamm.
Der dreigekrönte Badeschwamm.
After 3 years of floating, I found that Zev.
Some people, they say that I'm crazy, but if there's one thing I do know, then it's
help.
Hello. He's come home drunk, he's gone upstairs. Hello.
Excuse me. Can you look at me when I'm talking? talking to you? Oh, come on, let's stop talking about what the speedboat did or didn't do and let's have some fun!
Go on, let's do it, Vicky!
Anybody on the street and exchange knowledge.
R-C.
V-A.
4.
Help. Carol's gone.
Oh.
8.
Must be the end of the world. Door.
Hang on. Move it, move it. 4.
They have killed his friend. He's afraid they'll kill him too.
Me?
Yeah.
I don't know any songs, but one I do like is... Ich liebe mein Computer Terminal.
What?
just can't wait till the day when you knock on my door. Now every time I go for the mailbox, got to hold myself down, because I just can't wait till you write to me to say that you're coming round. I'm walking on sunshine.
Well, it only goes to show. past my bed, I know. I'd really like to go. Soon will be the break of day. Sitting here in a blue jay way. Please don't be long. Please don't you be very long. Please don't be long. Or I will be asleep. Don't be long. 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 Don't be long.
Gut. Take 18.
Ich kannte als sein Girl, besser gesagt, sie kannte mich. Sie zeigte ihr Haus und war sehr stolz, alles war Holz. Sie bat mich zu bleiben und sprach, setz dich irgendwo hin. Ich sah mich um und ich stellte fest, kein Stuhl war drin. Ich trank ihren Wein und setzte mich auf den Teppich. Wir sprachen bis zwei, dann sprach die Maid, ist Schlafenszeit. Sie sagte, sie muss früh zur Arbeit und lächelte nett. Ich suchte um fand in der Steinbadewanne ein Bett. Als ich aufgewacht, flog es schon fort, das Vöglein dort. So machte ich Feuer und war sehr stolz, alles war Holz.
Whatever happened to the heroes? A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. But class traitors were Lenin and Leon Trotsky. They abolished the Constituent Assembly. The Bolsheviks had demanded democracy that the capitalist government would not concede. The revolution could have spread to Germany, but their communist party suffered from naivety. The German ruling class killed heroes Karl and Rosa and then funded the rise of Adolf Hitler. The Holocaust targeted not just Jews but socialists, gypsies, gays, disabled people and trade unionists. Hero Biko died in a white man's jail, 'cause the blacks and the coloureds played the Biko drum. Hero Nelson was allowed to live. Revolution beckoned, something had to give. White bosses finally let him go to stop revolution from below. Heroes Martin, Malcolm and JFK threatened to transform the USA. That's why they were blown away by the FBI or the CIA. Whatever happened to the heroes? Band Aid 1984. Do they know it's Christmas time at all? In a world of plenty, so many shattered dreams. Capitalism is a curse. Third world problems get worse and worse. Something isn't happening there. Something isn't happening. 'Cause they send in the clowns and then they send in the tanks. Infiltration, assassinations and mind control. And not just the odd MI5 or CIA mole have so far stopped the revolution, but it is the only solution. Band-Aid 2004. Do they know it's Christmas time at all? In a world of plenty, so many shattered dreams. Whatever happened to the heroes? A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. Militant tendency heroes beat the poll tax and at last got Maggie Thatcher off our backs. But there was a state infiltrator called Steve Nally, who after the riot said he'd name names on TV. Hero Peter did the working class a favour when he took Militant out of New Labour. And Hero Tommy, who led the Scottish Federation, when elected to Glasgow Council from jail, caused a sensation. He was imprisoned for 6 months for poll tax defiance. Scottish Militant Labour established the Scottish Socialist Alliance. The Alliance carried out direct action to try to stop a motorway extension. In that campaign, Rosie Kane became a new hero. And in the struggle for a republic, she later struck a blow. She was one of six Scottish Socialist Party members elected to the Scottish Parliament, but to the Queen's rule she objected. So when she had to swear an oath of allegiance to the Queen, she wrote, "My oath is to the people," on her hand and wore jeans. Whatever happened to the heroes? Band-Aid 1984. Do they know it's Christmas time at all? In a world of plenty, so many shattered dreams. Capitalism is a curse. Third world problems get worse and worse. Something isn't happening there. Something isn't happening. 'Cause they send in the clowns and then they send in the tanks. Infiltration, assassinations and mind control. And not just the odd MI5 or CIA mole have so far stopped the revolution. But it is the only solution. Band-Aid 2004. Do they know it's Christmas time at all? In a world of plenty, so many shattered dreams. Whatever happened to the heroes? A working class hero is something to be. A working class hero is something to be. There was a hero called Salvador Allende. He was elected socialist president of Chile. But he left the generals in positions of power. And Pinochet's coup turned the revolution sour. The coup was funded by the CIA. Then Coke and Pepsi backed Pinochet. There was a slow waltz for Chile all down through the years. A Pinochet, murder and dreads. There was no quick step solution, just a will to resist until the last decent Chilean was dead. In Venezuela, hero Hugo won't let the US and G8 veto big reforms which help the poor, who demonstrate for more and more. The masses defeated a boss's strike in a country Che went to on his bike. It is dubbed the Bolivarian Revolution, as hero Victor Jara sang, "Simón Bolívar, Simón." In Bolivia, where gas was privatized, ordinary people have just mobilized with general strikes, occupations, demonstrations, and blockades across the capital of the nation. 2/3 of the population live in poverty. They demand that gas is not private property. They force the president's resignation and the promise soon of new elections. There's a Bolivian protest leader called Evo. Maybe he will be the new Latin American hero. Whatever happened to the heroes?
Band-Aid 1984.
Do they know it's Christmas time at all? In a world of plenty, so many shattered dreams. Capitalism is a curse. Third world problems get worse and worse. Something isn't happening there. Something isn't happening. 'Cause they send in the clowns and then they send in the tanks. Infiltration, assassinations and mind control. And not just the odd MI5 or CIA mole have so far stopped the revolution. But it is the only solution. Band-Aid 2004. Do they know it's Christmas time at all? In a world of plenty, so many shattered dreams. Whatever happened to the heroes? There are many heroes nowadays. Many heroes nowadays. From the World Social Forum in Porto Alegre to the Battle of Seattle in the USA. From Birmingham to Barcelona, Evian, London and Genoa. Working class heroes have started protesting in a big way at the system we are detesting. Some call us anti-globalization activists. But that is not all. We are anti-capitalists. We are told that the G8, IMF and World Bank are organizations that third world countries should thank. But they have tried to enforce privatization as a condition for helping such nations. However, the Bolivian masses have shown the way. Perhaps the privatization strategy has had its day. Maybe they will use genetically modified food to control minds, including everyone's thoughts and moods. Genetic modification possibilities are infinite. Big business is just limited by what computers can calculate. GM food and drink could stop working class people fighting back. This could be organizations like the CIA's new tack. Boycott Sainsbury's dairy products. Their cows eat partly GM feed. Lord Sainsbury is a minister. GM labels aren't there to read. There is another G8 summit in Scotland in July. We should now seize our chance to set big business's plans awry. Demonstrate, of course. Let socialist flags and banners be unfurled. Even better, urge workers and students to strike around the world. The working class could even launch a bid for power somewhere. It of course needs enough working class heroes who will dare. The revolution starts now!
Dedicated to my very best friends, Uschi Welter from Berlin, Carola Gressling from the Black Forest, Xenia Pradish from Yugoslavia, Gabriela Mazzona from Italy, Jenny Capitain from Paris, and Fofia Tritakis from Athens.
I was 5 and she was 6. We rode on horses made of sticks. I were black and she were white. She would always win the fight. Bang, bang, she shot me down. Bang, bang, I hit the ground. Bang, bang, that awful sound. Bang, bang, my baby shot me down. Seasons came and changed the time. We grow up like cooler mine. She would always laugh and say, remember when we used to play. Bang, bang, I shot you down, bang, bang. You hit the ground, bang, bang. That awful sound, bang, bang. I used to shot her down. Now she's gone, I don't know why. And still this day, sometimes I cry. She didn't even say goodbye. She didn't take.
Oh, Thank you.